Been faithful. Faithfulness we don't notice. The sun rises every morning. The plants grow. Every day keeps us saved. He's faithful. And I praise the Lord. I'm going to be in Hebrews 11. I want to work off last week's lesson on faith. And I want to review. We've been talking about reviewing a little bit on Thursday nights. I thought, we get the seed stolen away. And so, lately we've been doing the review. And it's hard to remember what you heard sometimes. And last Thursday we talked about two things you need in faith. And we talked about belief. He that cometh to him must believe that he is. And you got to believe that he's a rewarder. And having hope because he rewards. Then Sunday morning we talked about the difficult commands of Romans 12. And how that we can overcome that evil with good. But there's some difficult commands there, and we can do that through Christ. And we've got to strive for perfection. Then Sunday night we talked about, since the Lord doesn't change. And there's a bunch of implications on that, a bunch of things about that. We've got six things. And that means his morality doesn't change, for example. That means that he can still do mighty works. And so the Lord never changes. And so I want to remember that. Hebrews 11, I want to start at verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by the which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him before he was. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. We're going to talk about the action of faith. Father, I pray you'd give us your wisdom. And Lord, I feel like as these passages I have memorized, I've had them memorized for a long time, but I feel like there's something there just to understand a little deeper. And I feel like you're just speaking to me to help me understand something that's a little hard to explain. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help me to comprehend it properly, and you to certainly help each person to comprehend your word about faith. If it's impossible to please you without faith, we've got to have it right, Lord. And so I pray you'd help us and give me that knowledge and that wisdom and speak through me. Control me and bless during this time, and just make your word and your truth powerful and clear and rightly divided in Jesus' name. Amen. This isn't a message, a lesson I can kind of work into and line upon line, precept upon precept, truth. It's kind of just clunk, here it is. And then just kind of illustrated the Bible and read some verses on it. So I'm just gonna kind of give you the whole thought right at the start. An important part of faith is that faith moves us to action. That's the whole sermon. Faith moves us to action. Faith is not just a belief. Faith is what makes you act on what you believe. Okay. Very important. Most people use believe and faith interchangeably. They're not interchangeable. Belief is an aspect of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? For he that cometh him must believe that he is. That's part of faith, believing. And that he is rewarded. That's also part of faith. But understand, with faith is when you believe something, and that belief is strong enough to make you take an action, then you've done something by faith. But belief is one thing, it's great. I say, I believe God can do anything. That's awesome. I can believe that doctrinally and not have faith. You follow? I can say, I believe God can do anything in the world. And then God says, good, I'm calling you to go be a missionary to the Congo. And I said, my family would die there. I'm not going. Okay? I might believe God can do anything, but I don't have the faith that moves me to action. So I don't have faith. I have belief. Okay? And so faith, when it's completed, is strong enough belief, and includes a couple little other ingredients in there, but it's strong enough that it moves you to action. Churches are full of believers, but empty of people of faith. I mean, you can go to most churches, most Christian churches in America, and find people who believe everything right, who do nothing by faith. Matter of fact, the day of faith in America and great people of faith is it's hanging by a thread. I mean, it's very rare now. Very rare. Anybody who walks by faith, who lives by faith. I remember reading Dr. Tom Williams, who's a person who lives by faith, reading his book about the prayer of faith. And I remember the story that stuck out to me the most is he had no money at all, even for food. They had no more food left. And God said, go shopping and fill up your cart with what you want, what you need to buy. So he went, filled up a cart, his wife with him. They pushed around two carts full, had all the stuff. They didn't have a penny to their name. By faith. And somebody walked up and said, aren't you Dr. Tom Williams? He says, yes. He says, you know what? Can I just buy those groceries for you? I can you do that? He's like, can I go back to the steak department? No. But that's faith. Now, all of us believe God can answer a prayer and God can provide our needs, but how many of us are going to the store and filling up the cart? There's a big difference. You understand the difference? And we believe that story because we have the belief that God can do that. But we might not go to the store and fill up a cart. We don't need faith. We have Visa. Let you think about that one for a little bit. We need faith, but we rely on other things. How many want to preach on that? Okay. An important part of faith is that faith moves us to action. Faith is not just a belief. Faith is a part of is believing enough that you actually act on what you believe. Now let's read the verses here, and now you'll see that in this chapter here. We're gonna see the word faith there. Faith is the noun, and then you're gonna see what they did. You're gonna see the action they took. Ready? Verse 4. By faith Abel offered. Follow? What's the action? He offered. He offered a sacrifice by faith. So he took the action because he believed God wanted him to do this, and he took the action by faith, believing. And so he did that. And he had a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and by the faith, he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying above his gifts, and by it, by faith, being dead, yet speaketh. Okay, we see Enoch, Abel offered. Let's look at verse 7, because there's someone to focus on. Verse 7, by faith Noah. Now, let's see. Tell me when you find the word of what faith that made him do. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark. What's the word to do? He moved and prepared. Do you understand? Noah could have said, God told me it's going to rain. I believe it's going to rain. It's so easy to say you believe something. It's when you start building an ark and everyone starts laughing at you. that's when you got to have faith. It's when you say, kids, we need to go get some gopher wood. So gopher wood and bring it back. And so he said, go do that. And so they went and they built the ark for 100 years. That's faith. Boy, after about 50 years and there's no rain yet, faith. You have faith and faithfulness, and so he prepared, and And so he did that. By faith, he was moved. Notice that, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house. Okay, so that's what he did. Okay, Abraham, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out of a place which he should not, or which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out by faith, not knowing whither he went. What did he do? Went out and obeyed. And in his situation, the world wasn't mapped or charted. He was in where the cradle of civilization was, very early man civilization, and God said, leave. Leave family, leave everybody. Head out. I have a land for you. And the Bible says he didn't know where he's going. and he was really mixed up. He thought he was looking for a city, the Bible says, whose builder and maker was God. He thought God had a city waiting for him somewhere. There wasn't one. That's how ignorant he was of what God was going to do. God just said, go. And he went out. And so he obeyed, and he went out. And he did that. Then after that, verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of them according to the same promise. So sojourning, that means you go somewhere and stay there a while. And but he didn't. He lived in a tent, and he stayed there in temporary dwelling by faith. And so he sojourned there, and so you can see that he did that there, and so that's what he did. Let's go down to verse 17. Let's look at Abraham, for example, in his faith. So you obey by faith. You don't obey by belief. Faith and obedience aren't exactly the same, but obedience is the fruit of faith. And so, verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up his son Isaac, and he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. So what did Abraham do? Offered. He offered up his son. That's faith. Put his son to that, or didn't like his son. But he put his son on the altar and was ready, had the knife lifted. Why? It says why he did that, because he knew God had to bring heirs out of that son someday. He knew if he killed that son had to come back to life. Because God said, the same God who promised, I'll give you a son in your old age, also said he from that child's going to come a multitude of children, and he hadn't had any kids yet, his son hadn't yet. So he, by faith, said, okay, I'll offer him up. Lord, he has to have children. Somehow this isn't going to happen. So I, by faith, I'm offering him. And lots of other things. Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. So he blessed. By faith, verse 21, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both sons of Joseph. That was an act of faith, interestingly enough, and worshipped, leaning upon his staff. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. He had faith for his bones. His bones are supposed to be taken out of Egypt and brought back to the promised land. And he believing God, told them to do that, and they carried his bones around for 400 years and eventually buried him, and he did that. And how about Moses? Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That's the act of faith. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25, choosing. By faith, he chose. Rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Verse 27, by faith, he forsook Egypt. Not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. He forsook Egypt by faith. And by the way, that's what we're supposed to do in this world. We as Christians, by faith, we forsake this world and live for God. And we by faith, because we're looking for, we'd rather refuse the pleasures of sin for a season and get the riches of Christ. That's by faith that makes us actually do that. See, faith means something. And through faith, he kept the Passover. He did the actions. By the way, somebody could believe the death angel's coming, but faith makes you actually do the sacrifice and do all the things. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assayed to in their drowning. That's Israel, and they passed through. So faith is I have faith enough where I'm going to do this thing. I've illustrated this way. One time, one of my kids, Byram kids are generally monkeys. They like to climb. And one of my kids got climbed up and then out onto a branch and then was kind of stuck and dangling. And then I don't know what happened, but they were just, I don't remember which kid it was. And so they started calling. I went outside and they were younger at the time. And I held up my arms and they were about, you know, I could, they were just a foot above what I could reach. But they were probably 3 years old or 4 years old. And I know I can catch them. My hands are right below their hips. I said, just let go and I'll catch you. And they wouldn't do it. They hung there and cried, no, get me down, get me down. I said, just let go, I'll catch you. And they said, no, no, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Why? They didn't have faith I could catch them. They had more faith in the branch and their hands holding onto the branch. And I kept on saying, just drop down, just drop down. And faith lets go. They can say, Dad, I believe you can catch me. And they did. I know you can catch me, Dad, but I'm afraid to let go. That's belief without faith. That's the difference. Belief without faith. And so you've got to have faith in God. By faith, you will obey God and do what God's led you to do, what God speaks to you to do, believing God. So here's the problem. Everybody says, well, I just can't do that. It's not me. Now that's the new thing. It's just not me. And so it's not me as a way of saying, I believe God could do that, but that's not what God wants me to do, obviously, because it's not me. And Moses could have said, and being a Jew is not me, I'm Egyptian. Or leaving the Egyptians. I mean, we've got to just say, I'm going to obey this, even though I don't even see how I can do this, because it seems like God wants me to do this. I'm going to believe God's going to give me the ability to do what I'm supposed to do. See, when you believe God and you actually believe him enough and have faith, then even if you say, I don't think this can happen. I don't know how to do this. This isn't me. I'm not strong enough to do this. I can't do this. You go out and step out anyway. Why? Because you have faith, not just belief. Faith is much harder than belief. Belief doesn't cost anything. Belief doesn't make you do anything. The devils believe and tremble. Does Satan believe that God has all power? Does Satan believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Sure. Does he exercise faith in that? No. He doesn't at all. And so we see that. Let's look at just a few verses around the Bible here. Psalm 116. Faith is a strong enough belief that you believe God enough that you move, that you take an action. And that's faith. Psalm 116, verse 10. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. James chapter 2. Should have went there first because it's by Hebrews. But James chapter 2. Really misquoted passage. people twisted to mean work salvation. James 2, verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, if though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, and be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give not them those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. How do we know Abraham had faith? He put his son on the altar, lifted a knife. See, real faith shows itself by works. Verse 19, thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe the same thing and tremble. Wilt thou know, a vain man, that faith without works is dead? You have belief, you just don't have faith. Because your actions don't make you do something that you believe. And so we've got to live by faith. Whether we see anything or not, we have faith and we know whom we have believed and we are persuaded that he is able. Faith, the whole Christian life is a faith that I can't see. It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I can't see heaven, but I believe in eternity enough that I'm going to live my life for the unseen world. That's faith. I have faith enough to live my life, to impact my life and do that. There was one time I was watching a NASCAR race. It was a boring one. All there was left turns. But I was watching a NASCAR race. And in that race, in the pit crew, they got a lot of those guys in the pit crew, and all of them have one job. So they were doing their job. And in the middle of pit crew, one guy was a fuel guy, and these guys were all doing these things. And one guy's a fire extinguisher guy. Well, all of a sudden, the guy who was the fuel can guy, poured, not like little red things there, it's a big fancy thing, fuel can guy started screaming and squatting at himself. But the flames from that kind of gas, you can't see it. It's invisible. Invisible flames. The fire extinguisher guy, that's the guy he watches more than anybody. But somehow he just put the gas in there and something happened and the car took off and a spark happened. And this guy, no flames on him, but he's squatting himself and hitting himself. And all of a sudden the fire extinguisher guy just sprays him down. Why? He could have stood there and said, you know, maybe he's getting bit by mosquitoes. I wonder what's wrong with him. I don't see any flames. But he had faith because he knew and he learned enough about the flames and that's what his job was, and he's trained to do it and he gets paid to do it, to watch for the actions of people who are on fire. And these were in fireproof clothes and everything. The belief was strong enough that by faith, even though he couldn't see the flames, he extinguished the guy. Okay? He had strong enough belief and enough faith that even though he couldn't see the flames, the guy was on fire. Okay? That's what soul winning is. It's, I have enough faith that one, there's a real heaven and a real hell that I can't see. Two, except maybe man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And three, God can even use me to win someone to Christ, that I'm going to go witness to somebody. See, soul winning is an act of faith. That's why without faith it's impossible to please God, because you can't do anything without faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. And so that's that faith. It's believing God enough. Faith usually involves three things. And this is another lesson, but just briefly. One, believing. Two, some doubt. Our faith is always tried. Very rarely do you find faith without doubt. Why? Because if you see it and you know, it's not faith. You read people who did things by great faith. They were 99% sure. Or 90% sure. But none of them are 100% sure. George Mueller had faith that was unbelievable. And he sat there. And Tom Williams has that incredible faith. But I bet you when he's pushing that grocery cart around there, he's thinking, I'm going to look so stupid. What can I say to that? I forgot my wallet. What do I say? Why? Because the devil tries your faith. It would start with me before I got in my car to drive to the grocery store. I'd be digging under my seats for money. I'd try to help God out, you know. And so there is some doubt there. Faith is believing. It's having some doubt. But faith is the thing that says, I have some doubts, but I believe strong enough and I trust God enough that I'm stepping out in faith. Faith is believing, having some doubt, and obeying anyway. That's when you do that by faith. You do that by faith. And that's what it is. Salvation is just that. How many people do you meet in America that know Jesus died on the cross for their sins and rose again from the dead? Believe that, but aren't saved. Why? Why aren't they saved? Because the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. They believe in their mind that Jesus died on the cross, he rose again from the dead, and how are you getting to heaven? I'm going to be a good person. The faith that says, I'm trusting Christ to save me. I'm letting go of me trying to save me. That action of faith is how they're saved. they believe, the word believe in that case in John 3:16 and other verses, pesduo in the Greek, it is such a strong word. It means to be all rolled up in. It means to depend upon. It's a very strong, strong word, the belief word is. And so we, by faith, trust Christ to save us. But just believing that Jesus died on the cross won't get you to heaven. Otherwise, the devil's saved. Right? But the devil doesn't exercise faith for Christ to save him. We do that. So faith is this belief strong enough that leads to an action. It's a belief strong enough that makes you take an action. That's faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. It is, I believe this, so I'm going to live this way. We live for God because we believe something strong enough. We believe enough. Listen, how many Christians do we know who believe the same thing we do, but won't be at church on Thursday night? Who won't read their Bible and pray every day? Who won't give the cause and missions? Who won't do anything for God, but they believe exactly what we believe? Their belief is not strong enough to be turn into faith where they'll actually be moved by it. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. Because you don't act on it. It's very easy to feel good because you believe and not act in faith, because faith is always dangerous. Faith demands you change your life. And one of the funnest things to see is when someone has believed for a long time and all of a sudden God shoves them out in faith and they're like, whoa, I don't want to go out here. Why? Because God shoves them out and says, time to have faith. You have this belief long enough. You've dwelt in this land long enough. Go into the promised land. There's giants. Go in there and believe. Sometimes faith is simply not complaining. I believe all things work together for good. I'm not going to complain. I, by faith, am going to praise God in this trial because I have faith that God knows what he's doing. Now, all of us say we believe God knows what he's doing. He's sovereign. Faith doesn't just say, I believe that. Faith says, Lord, I thank you for this. I trust you in this. That's a big difference. It's a big difference. Do we see how different faith and belief are? Both important, absolutely. You won't have faith unless you have belief to start it off. He that without faith is impossible to believe God, for he that cometh in must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we need to have faith. Amen? You get it? Good. Can we keep preaching for another hour until I see someone say, amen. I get it. Makes sense. And good. Faith. Faith is important. And the action of faith. Faith brings action. Faith makes you spray the fire extinguisher because you believe the man is on fire. It makes you do that. Don't come with a fire extinguisher after me today and say you believe I was on fire. I won't believe you. And don't do that. All right, good. Let's live by faith then. Amen. Let's live our life not just saying, I believe this, I believe this. No, believe right. You got to believe right. But let's say, I believe God, and I'm going to live my life like what I believe is real. That's living by faith. Trusting God. I believe God can provide my needs. Good. You tithe? I couldn't pay my bills. You have no faith. You have belief. Got it. Another way to illustrate it. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, help us to believe and help us have faith. Thank you for the word. I pray we'd grasp it. I pray we'd understand faith. I pray we'd understand that Noah had faith, so he built an ark. And Abraham had faith, so he put his son on the altar. Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees because he had faith. Lord, help us to have that depth of belief that moves us to faith and faith that moves us to action. Thank you for what you've taught us. Thank you for the word. Though it's one thought, Lord, I pray we'd get it and live it and it'd change our lives, because Lord, without this, we won't please you. And help us understand it. In Jesus' name, just briefly, heads bowed, eyes closed, before we finish up. Though it's a very simple message, it's not an easy message. And he would say tonight, just real simply, you know what? I need to move my belief into the faith realm. and move to be moved by faith instead of just having belief, and to be moved by faith. I need to trust God enough to do something about it. That's me. You know what? God spoke to my heart tonight, and that's me. Lord, I heard you. Will you slip your hand up right now? That's me. Lord, I heard you. I need to move from belief to faith. I need to have faith move me to action. God's speaking to me. And that might be tithing or praising God in a hard time or going to Africa. You can put your hands down. I need to live by faith. I'm going to pray for you. If God spoke to your heart, maybe you right now while he's speaking, maybe you can take a moment to talk to God about it and say, Lord, I'm sorry. It was sin. I didn't have faith in this. Or, Lord, I'm going to move there. Or, Father, I don't have the faith. Increase my faith. And, Father, as I look at these passages, I just see one little part of what is in these passages, Lord. One little part. Just a bunch of verbs that you said happened by faith. Moved. Sacrificed. Sojourned. Crossed. And Lord, I thank you that we have some examples of people who, and as you read, a lot of those people had their doubts for a while. A lot of those people struggle with faith sometimes. But Lord, thank you that you know we are dust and you help us in our weakness. And I pray, Lord, that our whole lives would be lives of faith. Our whole lives would be lives of faith. That would please you. That someone trusts you enough that the boat's going to float, that they're going to get into it. And that boat going to eternity would be what we live on. And faith to be a part of us, Lord. Many hands are raised. Give them strength. Give them faith, Lord. And help them do their part. But then when there's nothing else they can do to trust you, and help us have real Bible faith. Thank you for the truth of the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.